This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The attack in Boulder Monday was the latest of many such shootings in Colorado. Survivors say the effects add up. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
It was an all-too-familiar sight. Some of the state's top officials gathered together to remember victims of a mass shooting.
This cannot be our new normal.
Jonah Goose is a congressman from Boulder.
We should be able to feel safe in our grocery stores, in our schools, in our movie theaters.
More than three dozen people were killed between the Columbine High School massacre in 1999, the Aurora Theater shooting in 2012, and the Boulder King Super shooting this week. The area has seen other shootings at schools and other public places, too. Two died at Platte Canyon High School in 2006, five in Arvada and Colorado Springs in 2007, three at a Thornton Walmart in 2017. Those can all make it feel like mass shootings happen more often here. And a Denver Post analysis says that's true. The Denver Metro had the third most mass shootings per capita.
So what it does to the community is it shatters their comfort zone, you know, things that used to be inside of our comfort zone and no longer in there.
John Nicoletti is a Lakewood-based police psychologist. He says Coloradans need to adapt to this new normal by doing things like thinking about where all the exits are in a building.
It's kind of like skiing. Years ago, none of us wore helmets. Now everybody wears helmets.
Survivors of past shootings have learned how to live with their trauma. Heather Martin was a senior at Columbine High School in 1999. She says therapy and other survivors have helped her over the years, although new shootings can feel like a setback. She's now a high school English teacher.
I go to school and I feel unsafe for a couple weeks.
Martin helps run a nonprofit called the Rebels Project that connects survivors of mass shootings across the world. Her organization will step in if and when Boulder survivors and family members ask. In the meantime, Martin's advice for anyone feeling traumatized right now:
don't minimize your trauma because you think someone else had it worse. Your trauma is yours and your experience is yours.
Martin says that holds true for direct survivors of a shooting, people who saw the images on TV, and even people who've endured more than a year of a global pandemic. In short, she says, just about everyone. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
And I'm Mike Lamp. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.